Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of October 12th, 2021, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual.
Yeah! Shut the damn door and get on in here for some News AF here today to talk about all of the top stories happening in our world. And let's bring in a man who is rested, relaxed. He is recharged even after getting back from a trip to Disneyland with his family. It's Tyson Apostle.
I didn't know who you were introing at first when you were talking about how relaxed this person was. It is me. I did get back from Disneyland, and a couple points of note. First of all, I've gone to enough Disneyland. I went one time. I've gone enough now for hopefully that I Ever. Won't even think of going back for at least almost a decade. Mm-hmm. Is my hope.
Yeah.
And second, the employees at Disney said that it has been the busiest few days, even busier. It's been the busiest couple of days when we were there since the start of 2019.
Whoa.
Meaning even before COVID.
Why? What was the occasion?
Just people getting out there, dude. I tried to take a time-lapse video of me walking down Disney Main Street with just like a trillion people, and I couldn't because I couldn't push the stroller. And also, it was a lot. And I was partly ashamed to be there because there were so many people. But, man, I got to find a different day to go. Empty day where it's pouring rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that this is the time of year where it's like I feel like that in the past, I feel like this is like the time of the year that I would try to go.
Yeah, but Arizona, it has their fall break at the same time statewide pretty much. Mm-hmm. And so half the people there are from the state of Arizona all going. And our Rachel's family, we went with Rachel's family, and they kept bumping into people they knew from home.
Awkward.
And you had to stop and talk to every single person.
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's just like, that's how crowded it was. When you're bumping into people that you know from a house you live in 7 hours away, it's crowded. And so, I would recommend probably not going to Disney. Unless Disney's willing to pay me to advertise, then I suggest that we all go to Disney as often as possible and use the code Tyson69 to get your
$69 off. Yeah.
$69 off of your Disney.
Off of your
coupons,
$700 one-day pass.
Yeah. Yes. If you spend over $1,500, then you can get $69 off using the code Tyson69.
Not bad.
It may or may not work, depending.
All right. And a man who is also recharged after getting back from his whirlwind European vacation. We last left him in Sweden, where his lovely wife was going to be joining him for the final days of his trip. It's Danny Bryson.
Yeah. And it was Switzerland and Europe was empty.
Whatever.
Sweden, Switzerland.
Yeah.
It's close.
When I lived in Switzerland, everybody would be like, how's Sweden? I was like, wrong.
But opposite of Tyson, we went to Venice and the streets were completely empty, which I guess is so unusual as to be shocking for most people. Wow. The past couple of years, it's just become so jammed that more than half the population has moved out of the actual city because you can't get down the little tight alleyways.
Yeah, it makes sense, though, now that if half the population is left, it would seem that it would probably be.
But they were saying up until the COVID, it was, you know, those giant tour groups with the leader holding the flag. You would get those down these tight alleyways that are 3 feet wide.
Yeah.
And it was just a mess. But you know what? I realized something. You want to have an anniversary trip every year to kind of get an update on how well you've grown as a couple. And I was impressed. Because it's like officer training. You regroup, you see how your teamwork, you know, if you've improved your teamwork, you're traveling. So we're traveling, we're navigating, we're getting hotels. We're doing a lot of stuff last minute. We're, you know, driving in Europe's not exactly a treat. And I got to say, I felt like this was one of the better anniversary trips, was with less yelling. And all of that was due to, one, I think I had already been there for a week.
Synergy. So I was rested, and right? Synergy.
But two, I noticed that my wife, she stopped arguments. Like, she didn't let it grow. Like, it wasn't me. I a couple times I was, you know how you get geared up for an argument. You're excited. You've got all your talking points. And she would bring it to a conclusion.
Wow.
And I'd be like, because if I start it back up, I'm the dick, right?
Yeah. So it really sounds like Liz has matured over the last couple
of
years.
She has. I haven't. Yes. Even though we talked about a 30% maturity, mm-hmm. I'm going to downgrade that to 25. But Liz kept it civil. Quality. So,
wow.
Yeah. And it's interesting because every time, if you go out every year, you really do realize whether or not you're like working good as a team, in my opinion, without the kids, because the kids is different. The kids is like fog of war, fighting in the trenches, you getting shelled all night long, and then having to, you know, the last charge of the brigade type of stuff. So it's nice to have that break and do like a team building exercise for a week with the wife and be like, oh yeah, we have improved as a team. All due to her, honestly, not me. I was, like I said, I was ready to argue, but
you were all set. Mm-hmm. You'd been for the week leading up to it. You'd probably been preparing your arguments.
are you upset she took that from you, Danny?
No, I was glad because a lot of the time the argument goes forever. And then eventually I almost always say, look, let's just stop because we know exactly what each of us is going to say for the next 10 minutes. Like, we've had this argument so many times that we've rehearsed it. We could type it out. And I always say a joke that we could type out our arguments. And right before we argue about something like kids or finances or spending money, we could just hand the person the other, you know, like,
you should argue these are our talking each, points. As each other.
Yeah, actually, that would probably be
like this time you do my lines, I'll do your lines.
Yeah, exactly. Because we always say the same things. There's no new information being exchanged. So I was glad that she stopped it earlier than because normally I'm the one that stops it. And that leads to another argument about stopping the argument before she feels like it's complete. So it was good. It was amazing. It was not an easy trip either. So I really pushed her to the limits with my lack of planning, my absolute chaotic schedule that I like to keep. So yeah, she performed excellently.
Well, Liz, we commend you, Liz, for being so mature and keeping Danny in check.
Amy,
yeah, it's a ton of work.
Says Danny has a very unique outlook on life.
I could be good or bad.
Yeah, and Adam says it's refreshing, Amy, isn't it?
Yeah. So quite.
Yeah, you're teaching the rest of us. So much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That unique outlook is usually the point of argument with Liz. So. Mm-hmm. It can be good or bad.
And most people you meet, strangers or friends.
Yeah, that's why I get along with Tyson. Tyson has a unique, I tend to hang out with people who also have unique outlooks. I find them to be a little bit more interesting.
Mm-hmm. But, and I also love Danny's typically negative lens on everything happening on around him. And I just enjoy that perspective. Mm-hmm.
It's gotten better though.
Yeah,
it really has.
Yeah. So. Also, I want to touch back on Disneyland. If you're going for yourself and as an adult, I mean, there's only three types of people at Disneyland.
Only three?
Yeah, they can fit into three categories.
Okay.
The first category is your parents decided you're a Disney person. So all growing up, you went to Disney. You go to Disney. You enjoy it. It's nostalgic for you.
What's the age of this person? Your parents decided you're a Disney person. It's like
before you're born.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Up in the culture of Disney and you always celebrate Disney and you love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second person, someone who didn't grow up a Disney person, but discovered Disney later and dresses like a baby most of the time.
When you say they dress like a baby, could you describe that?
Please elaborate.
They wear they always wear Disney stuff as much as they can. They're always wearing like pajama style-y stuff and stuff that is not age appropriate fully. And at Disney, both these parties are wearing that stuff where they're both wearing like Mickey Mouse ears and costumes and Star Wars pajamas and whatever.
I would never wear the Mickey ears under any circumstances.
But outside of Disney, only the people who discovered it later in life still dress like they're going to Disney on the day. Mm-hmm. So those are the two types. And then the third type of person that is at Disney is someone who got dragged to Disney by one of the first two types.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's me.
And then, yeah, and that's it. And so I'm that person. Like, I'm indifferent. Disney is whatever. The girls had an awesome time. And that's really why we're there. And so to see them being so excited about it was great. And we had hardly any meltdowns. So that was fine. But as I walked around Disney, I realized that that was the observation. There was the three types of Disney people. And
who drags you to Disneyland? Like
Rachel's family is Disney family.
Oh, okay. That's the tie-in.
Yep. Rachel's family is Disney family. So they grew up Disney people their whole lives. And Disney people that grow up Disney people are fairly normal. They're normal people. Mm-hmm. But when you go to the people... They're good people, but when you go to the late bloomer Disney people, they're also good people, but they dress like babies and
they're making up for lost time.
Correct.
That's true. They've just discovered something amazing and it's like, they've got to jam 20 years of missed opportunity in Disney clothes into whatever time they have left.
Correct. And so there you go. That was my observation at Disney. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, let's get to our stories because we have so many things to talk about. And I guess we've been following the space race here for many months here on News AF. But the race is about to take a turn because as of a Wednesday that we talked about Jeff Bezos, that he recently went up into orbit. But this Wednesday,
in the penis rocket.
Yes. This Wednesday, there will be a new captain on board the Amazon.com Blue Origin ship. And that's going to be William Shatner.
Oh, 90 years old. He'll be entering Guinness Book of World Record.
Really? Is he? Yeah. Is it? I don't think it's the Blue Origin spaceship. Isn't it a different spaceship?
Shatner is boarding the Blue Origin NS-18.
Okay, so he's getting in there.
Yes.
I also saw that a bunch of Amazon employees did not want to travel on the ship. Is that something? I saw a headline that said, "Yeah, I don't know if it's because of Shatner or because of the ship safety or whatever it is." But there's a few people who have declined the trip to space.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, a lot of people would decline a trip to space. It's dangerous, first of all. And you know that the people responsible for this rocket launch will be sweating because if you blow up William Shatner on his way up into orbit, which they don't even go into orbit. So they're no SpaceX. Yeah. But you've got to be nervous that killing William Shatner would be a black eye.
Some extra stakes in this one.
Yeah, I know. And when I saw that he was being considered about 2 weeks ago, I thought, that's a risk.
Yeah, this came together very quickly. I mean, did William Shatner have to undergo an extensive amount of training, or they feel like he's been training all his life?
So he was under consideration
1967.
Yeah, and that's going to be a problem. What if things starts to go haywire
and he clicks into something?
It'll be like Galaxy Quest. They'll turn to him and he'd be like, I don't know. But this is nothing like the set of the Enterprise.
Hi, Danny.
Scotty, give me a report.
What kind of percentages do you give on catastrophic failure of this mission?
I mean, well, first, they're not going to be anywhere near the margins of safety. They're going to make sure that they are as safe as possible. So weather, launch, I'm sure they're double checking, quadruple checking everything, or they should be. Because like I said, if you blow up William Shatner and it puts on a giant display up there in space. It's going to be a black. No one's going to want to ride your rocket. So if you're making a commercial enterprise to take people to space,
Enterprise.
You have to be nervous. But hey, an update. People who rode on SpaceX, that group of four citizens, they did get astronaut wings, I believe. Whereas Shatner will not get astronaut wings.
Why?
He didn't orbit.
The orbit was one thing. The other thing was you had to do something scientific or something that had value for research. And the people did do studies on the SpaceX. Plus, they were way up there, like, what, 200, 300 miles, somewhere in that range above the Earth. They were higher than ISIS. Mm-hmm. Or ISIS, yeah. The International what? Space Station.
Yes.
Not ISS. ISS.
Yeah.
Shatner, and that's kind of sad. If I was Blue Origin, I'd want to at least get Shatner some astronaut wings. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he'll be getting them.
Yeah,
but he'll get to see the curvature of the Earth and, you know, separation of the atmosphere, meaning like the blue and the black. Mm-hmm. So it'll be cool and it's awesome. I just hope he doesn't die.
Of course, obviously.
I don't want anyone to die, but especially him, because then everyone will be like, oh, it's too dangerous. Look what happened to Captain Kirk. If he can't survive in space, no one can. Let's shut it down.
And you think that if that happened, then the space race would then again come to a grinding halt like it did in the 70s?
Mm-hmm. It'll come to a grinding halt for a while for Bezos.
Yeah. At least. So here's my question, because, you know, so much of this has been it's Bezos versus Branson versus Musk in this battle. How do Elon Musk and Richard Branson battle back that Bezos just took William Shatner, Captain Kirk,
Leonard Nimoy?
Leonard Nimoy has passed.
We got to find out who the newer Captain Kirk.
Patrick Stewart is an option.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, he'd be perfect. He'd be
great. I mean, to take Sir Patrick Stewart.
What about taking the Klingon guy in full costume?
He has to wear full costume.
So you're going to have Michael Dorn reprise his role as Worf.
Worf, that's his name.
And bring him.
On Halloween, October 31st.
That's something. Well, now hold on. Now, what about, could you go completely the other direction? Could you take either Mark Hamill or Harrison Ford to space?
You could.
Oh, that would be cool
too. Harrison Ford crashed his airplane not too long ago. So, I mean, he does love aviation.
Yeah, he does love aviation. He would be a great pick. I think him over Mark Hamill.
Hmm.
Okay. I think he has more recognition.
Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker is more known for being a Jedi, although he was a pilot who did blow up the Death Star. I think that, you know, Harrison Ford, a little bit known for his piloting skills.
Yeah. I say Harrison Ford.
Falcon.
Yeah.
Why not assemble a crew? Harrison Ford, Worf,
who else? Who are some other famous
astronauts? Well, there's a George Chewbacca.
Chewbacca's dead, the actor.
What about Tom Hanks?
Yes, Tom Hanks. That's a great one, Rob. Mm-hmm. I think that one might be preferable over the other two.
Clint Eastwood?
Not that Clint Eastwood ever did any space stuff.
Weren't they in that?
He did the one where they saved the Earth.
Yeah.
Space Cowboys.
Space Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I know. What about the guy in the abyss?
That's underwater.
Ed, what's his name?
Yeah, Ed. Ed Harris.
No, I don't think that works. Matthew McConaughey.
Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, well, Lando, I mean, if you can get Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, I like Lando.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis.
No, yeah, I think we've assembled.
Would you
think
we've assembled Lando or team? Young Lando?
I mean, you'd have to do...
Yeah, if you can get Donald Glover to go to space.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait.
He's in the newer.
Yeah.
Is he? Oh, I was like, where's the time?
Where have you been, Danny?
Yeah, come on,
Lethal
Danny.
Weapon? We're doing Lethal Weapon now? So send up Mel Gibson.
That's a different Donald Glover.
Donald Glover. Yeah, the young hip guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's all over the place.
Yeah,
For some reason, I was thinking, I just watched Predator 2, so I was thinking Danny Glover.
Arnold Schwarzenegger? You think we should send Arnie?
Schwarzenegger did go to space in a bunch of
Total Recall.
Yeah. That would be big if you could get, if you can get Schwarzenegger to go to space.
Okay.
Could you imagine that spaceship blowing up if we picked any four of those people we've mentioned and then Musk launches them into space and it exploded? I think it would probably become a national day of mourning.
Mm-hmm.
Kill four right. iconic movie stars all at once.
Hmm.
So that would be too risky.
It would be very risky.
That's why doing the citizen thing is great, because none of them really have
citizens
name recognition.
Are expendable.
But yeah, according to the government, wow. None of them have name recognition, but as a group, great publicity. So that Musk made an awesome move with that one.
Yeah. Hmm. Danny, anybody from Krull? Or that was in space.
Oh, I'm wearing my Krull shirt today, so we could look at none of those people really had a career after Krull other than Liam Neeson. Other than that, I don't really remember any of them.
Yeah. All right. Liam Neeson was in a Star Wars movie also.
Mm-hmm.
Was he? So,
yeah.
He's like a recent Jedi. One?
Jin.
Oh, that's right. The bad ones.
Yeah. According to the sun. Okay. All right. So that's what's going on. So good luck to William Shatner and the cast of Seriously. Blue Origin for...
What are they doing to keep him alive before the launch?
Like, wait, what's your concern?
Do they have him sitting on ice or like... Yeah.
He's pretty perky. At least he used to be as of like 2 or 3 years ago.
He stays very busy, William Shatner. Yeah.
Sure. He does look old, though, if we're being honest. He looks 90.
I mean...
Dude, he's 90.
He looks good for 90.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so there's been a lot of weirdness going on at the airport. You know, flights are being delayed and canceled all over the country and I'm assuming the world. But a story today comes out of the Denver airport. Now, of course, the Denver airport has a lot of like weird superstition around it to begin with. Danny, you ever hear any stories about the Denver airport?
Are you serious? There's superstition surrounding the Denver airport?
Yeah, a lot of people think that there's stuff that has to do with like the occult at the Denver airport.
What?
Yeah. Tyson, you never heard any of this?
Oh, well, Tyson, now you need to
Tyson
update me.
Walked off the show. I think he's been very upset.
We don't need him for this part. I want to hear about the occult.
Yeah, at the Denver airport. Let's see. Occult? Let me see what's... Denver Airport Conspiracy Theories, the definitive guide. There's a lot. There's a lot of like weird like artwork and you know, people think that maybe it has to do with like secret societies and...
Like the stuff Illuminati? Like
that. Yeah. Lots of stuff going on at the Denver airport.
Why the Denver airport? It's a huge airport.
Mm-hmm. It's a big airport. But check that. Go take a look at some of the Denver airport conspiracy theories, and then
I didn't know I should be so worried.
But okay, so I'm not sure if this is connected or not. But there was a woman who was spotted going through the concourse over at the Denver International Airport, and she was spotted not wearing any clothing whatsoever, no clothes, and even more suspicious, no luggage, just a thermos.
You can't take liquids into.
Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't traveling. Is that what you're saying, mm-hmm. Tyson?
I'm just saying you can't take luggage into through security, mm-hmm. or you can't take liquids through security. So how is she getting a thermos in there? Or is it an empty thermos? What's going on?
Could have been empty. I saw a guy just yesterday with a pretty big container that he just emptied before and then filled up after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what Rachel does.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this lady's trying to one up bikini lady who was at that Florida airport 2 or 3 weeks ago. Remember it drew a ton of attention. She's like, I can one up that dude pure naked.
Hmm.
Hmm. Hmm.
It takes a lot of guts to get naked at the airport. I feel out of all other, you know, the places you could be naked, the airport, not one of the best.
Yeah, one of the last places that I think I would want to be naked.
Want
also.
To be naked. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially for a few reasons. Denver at this time of year is probably chilly enough that being naked wouldn't be really
a little
a positive.
Bit of a fall chill in the air.
Yeah.
And you plus, on top of that, think of all those people who can see you.
Mm hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people at the airports.
Yeah.
Not exactly people prepared to see naked people. Whereas on a beach, you could see nudity at any moment. Mm-hmm. So it's expected.
Sure.
Maybe even in the mountains. Yeah. I see naked people from time to time. But at an airport, no. Well, nudity is the last thing on my mind.
Danny, you see naked people from time to time in the mountains.
I do. Every now and then, wow. I'll see a naked person and then I wonder what the hell they're doing. why they're clothes off. It's very bizarre.
So there's naturalists out there that to be natural in nature.
So this incident actually happened last month, according to
and it's just article. Now hitting the
just,
news.
Yeah, it's just leaking now.
Because Denver Airport, the Illuminati keeps such a tight lid on anything that transpires there that it really took this long to leak out.
Yeah, I guess so. People were like chasing her, like, ma'am. And she was just laughing and smiling and really having just a great old time.
Drugs.
Guess so.
September 19th is the day that this all took place.
Hmm.
Whatever drug takes away shame, that's the one she was on.
I'll have what she's having. Drugs. Right.
Happy, naked, not a care in the world until she sobers up.
Yeah. So,
and
unclear if she was trying to board a flight or not.
I mean, was she through security and everything?
On? Yeah, she was at the area that only ticketed passengers could be at. You know, you wonder, like, how far would she get? Should she get to the gate and try to get on the plane? And would they stop her there?
Yeah, so she got through security.
Mm-hmm.
Was she naked at security?
It's unclear.
That's the thing. Probably not, because how would you get through security fully naked? Then you get through the hallways. I'm just thinking that she like stashed her stuff and got naked somewhere along the route.
Yeah, I think so. She lost her clothes.
Or she lost them. Like they just, I think that she got in there, whatever she had taken started to kick in. Oh, those chairs felt so soft on her skin.
Yeah. Oh, you think that maybe she was going to get on a flight and maybe it was like one of these like Ambien zombies?
Oh, yeah. That's always a likelihood. I mean, the Ambien thing results in all sorts of weird stuff. That's why I'll never take one because I don't want to end up, you know, on the news with this type of a story in Chile, Denver, especially.
Oh, I think you meant in the country of Chile.
Yeah, well, you could end up at an airport Chili's naked.
Yeah,
I mean,
in Chile.
So, Chile. Yeah, the Ambien excuse is very likely.
Okay. Well, be on the lookout for that. And then meanwhile, this weekend, another wild scene. Be on the lookout scene. For what?
Naked people at naked the airport? Naked people,
yeah. Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Always.
You know, you could be seeing News AF happening right in front of your very eyes. But so this weekend in Philadelphia, there was a couple that were detained and arrested by the authorities after a man and woman were this actually took place in my state of North Carolina at Bank of America Stadium. Two Eagles fans, the Eagles were playing the Panthers, and they were taken, they were spotted in the men's restroom fornicating.
With each other.
Fornicating. Yep. Were the Eagles winning?
Yeah,
the Eagles did win the game. The Eagles
did. So that explains it.
Yes.
Yeah, that celebratory fornication.
Nothing gets me more amorous than when my favorite
sports team is
just winning. I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine, Rob, if the Jets won?
I can't. It's very hard for me to imagine.
Imagine the Jets winning.
Yeah. So
so let's say the Jets win the Super Bowl out of the blue. You're not fornicating?
I mean, I may be interested in fornicating. I'm more interested in the partner who where like I can see the gentleman coming up with the idea, but this woman must really like this guy.
Or football.
That's the part I can't get my mind around. Where that as much as she might be into this guy, that the plan to go to the men's room.
You know, the one thing you can't do
in a men's room
at a stadium in the men's
chili
room,
dogs
in a
stall, and all that stuff,
is you don't make love. That's not what you do. You can't make love.
They weren't making love.
No, they weren't making love. You at the very least fornicating.
Yeah.
But the more gratuitous terms can be used when describing what two people do in a bathroom stall.
Yeah.
At a football stadium. Alcohol, I'm going to say, played a big role in this.
Yep. So it's a wild video where there's a crowd that has gathered, and they're sort of like, the crowd is really like cheering.
Oh, there's a video?
Yeah, there's a couple of, there's multiple angles actually of the video.
Of course there is. Yeah. Dude, enjoy the game in the stadium or enjoy the game in the bathroom.
Because in the video, you can see the feet of the parties in question.
Are they barefoot?
Nice. No, they're wearing shoes.
I know, dude.
It doesn't matter. Shoes. Their pants were still sitting in a puddle of urine if they're in the men's bathroom. Why not go to the women's bathroom?
It's your so pants much are down at your ankles.
I think that's more, I don't know. I feel like that's even a worse offense.
I think it is, but in terms of cleanliness, I mean, if you're drunk, it doesn't matter. Obviously, mm-hmm. none of that mattered to these people. Maybe they were on the same drug as the woman in the airport who was naked. Maybe there's a new drug.
Maybe. So the new drug is just making you get naked and wanting to have sex at Panthers games?
Yeah. Or just get naked and do whatever naked people like to do.
Hey,
are you going to go to more Panthers games from here on out?
I mean, I can't imagine going to
all the bathrooms.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But now that I know this kind of behavior is not appreciated, it kind of like is a little bit of a buzzkill.
Puts a damper on it. Yeah, because I mean, if you never heard that,
you could always romantic weekend plan.
Yeah, Nicole, I gotta go to the bathroom. Yeah, Nicole, I gotta go to the bathroom again. I gotta go to the bathroom. Yeah, again.
Let me run this plan by you. Me,
no,
you at Bank of America Stadium. Think about it.
But you don't need to go to Europe. PM.
Meet me in the men's room.
Yeah. No, not even Mile High Club. That's a different club you're joining.
Do you think that the woman at the airport wanted to be in the Mile High Club?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Mile High.
Mm-hmm.
Both are gross places.
Charlotte and Denver?
No. Both airplane bathroom, Mile High Club. And bathroom stalls at sports stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
nobody's doing. True. No one's. Yeah. No one's doing anything in those.
But bathrooms. You know what bathrooms would be acceptable for this? And Rob will.
Oh, a lobby bathroom. Your guys' poop bathroom.
Yes.
In Las Vegas.
Yes,
hotel lobby bathrooms.
Yeah. You have to be very quiet though, because you can hear a pin drop.
It's echoey in there.
Is there a helicopter equivalent of the Mile High Club?
That'd be so dangerous.
But how exciting, though, am I right?
I'm trying to imagine. The problem is a lot of those controls. No, that'd just be, if you could pull that off or whatever, that would be impressive. Uh-huh. If you're flying and join the Mile High Club, you could do it in the back if you ask the pilot not to look. We did talk about that service in Las Vegas a year or two ago that was offering trips to join the Mile High Club. They had a little curtain they'd pull and you could go do whatever you wanted in the back of the plane.
You don't think that's what Shatner's up to, do you?
He could be the highest, but this maybe what they should do at the stadium is have a stall with a curtain. And
you think that might maybe get some more excitement for some of these NFL home games of like,
that would be so gross. I can't imagine. Oh,
some sort of like a kissing booth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a kissing booth. But
we've got
a
booth.
All right. We've got a booth review.
The thing is, you got to draw the line. You can't, if you opened up a booth like that, who knows to what kind of news stories that would lead to, because it's like, you always draw the line here and then someone wants to take it a little bit past, it would just spiral out of control. And then next thing you know, it's just,
But the booth, as long as you design it so that you can fire hose it out after each, you know, like
or push
it
a
cleansing,
a fire.
Yeah. Just like an oven. Yeah. But then somebody accidentally pushes it when people are in there and it's a whole thing too. So, I do like that idea though, Rob. I think you're definitely onto something. I mean, I, at the airport, I was thinking, why not, like little soundproof booths where you pay $10 a minute to go in and just scream as loud as you can.
Yeah.
And come out.
I think it's a
take off your mask.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but then people were like, oh, but then wealthy people would just use the soundproof box to read. And I'm like, $10 a minute, they can do whatever they want in that booth.
Mm-hmm. A rage room at the airport.
Yeah. A rage room. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Okay. Well, We've got another very interesting story to talk about here today. I'm curious to know what you both think about this, because, you know, we're talking about, you know, fornication at the Eagles game. What we don't know is about, was there any contraception in play? That's what we don't know.
No, you want your baby conceived during an Eagles win.
Yeah, an Eagles win on the road. Yeah.
Right. Is that what they were doing, you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know what?
Making a baby. They were trying to make a baby.
If you get caught in that spot, I do feel like that, you know, officer, we are trying to conceive. We got the alert. It was go time. What do you want us to do? It's been very difficult. We've been trying to conceive. We get the watch goes off. We have no say in the matter.
Also, that child would remind you of a great time. Like, imagine, Rob, if you had conceived a child during a Jets win.
How do you know I didn't?
You'd be like, I don't know. But what I'm saying is, like,
I mean, just always, the odds of time, it happening.
Yeah, very unlikely.
Every time you looked at that child, you would remember that rare win that the Jets had had. Mm-hmm. And it'd bring a smile to your face. You might actually like your kid a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, in case they were not trying to conceive, you know, contraception is, you know, a big part of big conversation in, you know, almost any relationship. But now there is another way for the man to be more involved in some of those discussions, because, you know, of course, in addition to prophylactics, there's something else that a gentleman in a relationship can do, because there is a new method of male birth control that has been invented. And you are not going to believe this, because how are you? What do
just
you think
say
of
the
it?
Name? I want you to say the name of the procedure so bad.
It is a ultrasound bath for the testes.
Ultrasound testicle bath is what you have here on the document.
Yes.
Okay.
I also like this term for a party that is full of guys. You could just say, instead of a sausage party, you went to a testicle bath.
Yeah.
Of a party. But tell us about this procedure, Rob.
So it's not a procedure. That this is a USB enabled device. Now, my first question is this safe? But here's
who
how
cares?
It works.
Is it reliable?
Here's how
that's
it works.
More important. Who cares?
So we have this device. Okay, this is called the ultrasound testicle bath. Okay? And so what you do is you charge it, and then you fill
can
it
we
up.
Watch
with,
the video.
Then you fill it up with water. Mm-hmm. It heats up to a certain temperature, and then using ultrasound, you keep your testicles in here for 15 minutes.
I believe
you do this twice. You do it once and then again 48 hours later. So it's a little bit of a bird bath for your testicles. And then I believe that you will then be sterile for, I think, 2 months.
Yeah, it says a few months. There is a video. There is a video. Have you watched it? I'm really curious.
There's a video of a user?
No, their advertisement or something going on. See this video at the top of the page?
Yeah, so I'm clicking through it. Yeah, it's a little bit of a diagram. Do you see what's happening there in the picture, Danny?
Yeah. Oh, I see.
So you just, you
there's
know.
A satchel. You dip your satchel into
warm water.
Yep.
And then it overheats deep tissue.
Yeah,
ultra.
Yeah, here. So let me show you some images. This is the woman who designed this, Rebecca Weiss. She thinks it's going to revolutionize contraception. And then there's an app. So you have like a little bit of a timer of, you know, how long. And she's somewhat relaxing. And then here's a little bit of a diagram of what that would look like.
Spas could offer this, like get your Scrotox and your ultrasound. Mm-hmm. Testicle blast simultaneous, you know, just have like a whole day out to pamper yourself.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're saying that you think we should start male salons where you get, your testicles dipped into this thing while you're getting your nails done. Oh,
so that's interesting. So you think
that's
that
what
maybe,
I'm saying.
So maybe like if you have like a friend group, maybe you just buy mm-hmm. one and then you pass it around.
Oh, do a spa day at the, no,
no, I mean, no. You, I was saying, yeah, like, I was talking about Tyson, like
salons.
Team AF goes for a spa day mm-hmm. where they wax scrotox and mm-hmm. then ultrasound bomb
yep.
your testes and just like pamper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just take care of yourself. And then you have to go back 48 hours later.
48 hours later.
For the same treatment.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, I'm not mature enough to work at a company like this. I was just like, I wouldn't be able to handle it. Like drawing this diagram, I would just be laughing. The whole thing would feel like a joke, even though it's very serious.
I'm just a little like, are we sure this works? Like, I mean, I feel like that you are taking like a big gamble of it's like, hey, I got this USB sterilizer. Okay, I did my 2 15-minute sessions. And yeah, I'm like, we're good.
Let's go to the Eagles bathroom. Let's go to the stadium bathroom right now and test this out, this thing.
Also, before the first use, the gadget needs to be configured by a doctor to suit the user's testicles, shape, and size.
The call to make that appointment's got to be great.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, hey, you're going to need this taken in a little bit, sir.
What's the reason for your visit?
You can't. They don't have a mold you can put in the oven for 30 minutes, and then you cram your testicles as hard as you can into the mold to imprint them perfectly.
Yeah.
No, also, that wouldn't work, Tyson.
Yeah.
Because it's very temperature.
No.
You know, dependent.
You mold. Put the mold goes in the oven. And so, then, like a mouth guard, you pull it out, you cram it on your testicles right then for a while. Then you put the mold back in the apparatus because now it's molded perfectly to your testicle. Do you get it now?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a one-time thing, Danny. So it comes with this tray and it's like, Danny,
I understand. You don't need to explain this to me again. I have retainers. Okay.
Exactly like that.
I don't need explanation. I'm just trying to imagine that the whole process. You know what?
Or you can send the company a wax dip of your nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Then you would also have an art piece. You know, you could then, now you've got a mold, you could get some plaster and then make a little statue that you could put on your wall.
Mm-hmm.
Grossest part of the human anatomy right there.
Thomas in the chat says that members of the Czech military were going and getting like some type of like radar. They were going to high frequency radars and high frequency radaring their groin.
Oh yeah. I take the door off my microwave and just put my groin in there.
So you're already doing this.
I'm doing something similar.
So according to the website for the makers of this, the science is still hypothetical because it still hasn't been proven to stop pregnancies.
That's
in
not
human.
Acceptable.
And also, the effectiveness of this is not known.
That is not acceptable. Mm-hmm. You cannot be pitching a
Kickstarter?
Contraceptive that doesn't work.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds like it's not been proven enough for me to even buy.
How could you even sell one without being able to have proof that it works? Ask survey people.
Yeah.
Would you buy a device that cradles your scrotum and bombards it with ultrasound?
Maybe this is like a trial balloon.
Yeah, just see if there's interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Before you get all the investment, you go and look for funding, find out if anyone's willing to buy a scrotum cradle that will sterilize them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, now we know. We've got this on our radar. We can kind of watch it develop. And if we feel like we want to, we can throw some money at it and probably make billions.
Yep.
Billions.
Okay. And so, yes, they're just gauging interest to see how much people would want this. But according to the creator, interest in the product has been overwhelming.
When has a creator ever said, nobody really wants this, but I just love making it? The best would be if you could integrate this into some jeans, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would be hopefully where this ends up. You just have you can just put it in the crotch of your jeans. You go on a date, you feel like things are going really well, go to your phone, your app, turn up the ultrasound.
Yeah.
Crush that, the tissue or whatever. You'll reheat the tissue and then you're good to go.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's 2.0.
So you think we should talk to Levi's?
Yeah, Levi's at least. Somebody. Yeah Levi's would be the
show.
Best.
Danny, do you still have your gong contacts at Gong Show Jeans?
Yeah, you still have contacts there.
Yeah, gongs, dude.
Yeah.
Give me some gongs with
you
the
got all that extra
scrotal
room for the giant quads. I think you could fit in
scrotal bath.
The ultrasound testicle bath.
Ultrasound. Yeah. Okay. And now, Danny, I know that you have really had your imagination run wild with the Netflix breakout hit Squid Game.
Yep. Watched it twice.
Yeah. It's
Did you watch it twice?
Yeah, because Liz got mad that I watched it without her. Oh. So I sat there next to her as she watched it.
Mm-hmm. Good. I watched it.
Yeah. Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch it with English overdubs?
I watched
subtitles.
I watched the English dub.
No, I love hearing subtitles. The Korean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched subtitles too.
Well, two are both more sophisticated than I am. I'm looking at Twitter.
That's true.
Game and then maybe sense. TikTok open at the same time.
But we should watch the other way and see if the show's any different.
Hmm. Oh, it would be. Because one thing I've noticed, I don't know if this is true. I've only seen maybe a handful of Korean films, but the way they talk is very dramatic. And like, I think you have to watch it listening to the Korean so it matches the facial expressions.
Yeah. No doubt it's better to hear the real life Korean.
Yeah, sure. It was an interesting show. Obviously, it made a huge impact on lots of people. Mm-hmm. It spawned a lot of memes and a lot of games and a lot of TikToks. So culturally, this thing is like a bomb that's gone off and basically affected. I can't wait to see the Halloween costumes because I guarantee you it's going to be all over the place.
Mm-hmm. I believe Netflix came out and said it is their most popular show they've ever had on the platform, right? Yeah. The most watched show they've ever had on their platform.
Yeah, there was a story I was going to pull about how so many people are doing Squid Game costumes for Halloween that there's a shortage on white sneakers. That's one of them. But I have a different Squid Game story to bring up because there is apparently a real life version of Squid Game, which is going to be taking place in Abu Dhabi.
Now, when you say real life and it talks about red light, green light, I'm assuming no one will be shot.
Yeah, this is going to be a non-murderous version, which is like, what's the point? Yeah.
Just shoot with paintball guns at the very least.
Yeah.
Still a large cash
prize. Paintball guns to the head. Yeah. So the Korean Cultural Center in the United Arab Emirates, they are doing a reenactment of Squid Game with two teams of 15 players.
Okay.
And that's so if you want to be a part of it, you can get out to the United Arab Emirates.
But is there
that like a 30-hour flight with a mask on?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like hell in and of itself.
Yeah.
And is there going to be $40 million prize still?
Mm.
By the way, did all of you look up exactly what the idea of the won?
Yeah.
Was so huge. Like when I very first watched it, I'm like, that guy's in debt 1 billion won. I had to look it up because the number was so astronomical in their currency.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was just huge. So I hope they give out rewards in wands, right? Mm-hmm. Because it would feel like you were winning a ton,
mm-hmm.
Correct. But in reality, not so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, they've got the Squid Game going on, and you could play in two different editions of it. But yeah, I do not believe that there is going to be a major cash prize.
Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of the game. Without a cash
you
prize.
You can win prizes,
no.
But not cash prize.
Got to be cash.
That's going to be at the first floor of the Korean Cultural Center in the United Arab Emirates.
Okay, exciting. Tyson, get out there. Let us know how it goes. You can also throw in some pickleball tourney while you're out there to justify the trip.
Cool. Make it a business expense.
Should pickleball have been one of the games in Squid Game?
I don't think so. Pickleball is a U.S. Invented game.
Mm.
And so I don't know why it would be, because it seems like it's all childhood-ish games from Korea, although I think that they probably use that even loosely.
What games did you guys play in your childhood that if they were to make an American version, you would want to see?
We played a game in the snow where we drew a giant peace sign.
Oh,
and what? you drew a giant peace sign, and then you ran, and you could only run one direction until you hit an intersection, and then you could go any direction you wanted. You could even double back at that point. Mm-hmm. You had to get all the way to an intersection before you could change any direction. And so one person was it, and the person who was it could go any direction at any time.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I never played that. I was thinking Red Robin.
Yeah.
Red Rover.
Red Rover, sorry. Red Rover said Rob on over.
Red Rover would be awesome, dude. Yeah, mm-hmm. People's arm sockets would be ripped out of their bodies playing that game.
That would be good for Squid Game.
I did play marbles when I was a kid.
Jacks as well.
Tetherball.
Yeah. Tetherball would be a good one. Yeah, Foursquare would be an awesome one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, those are kind of the games I could see on an American version.
Yeah.
Then we also had some like tag-ish style games with
Ghost in the Graveyard.
Bars. You had Ghost in the Graveyard, but you had the monkey bars that you could do something with. And then you also had that dome bar thing that we'd always play like some weird games on as well. Do you remember that dome bar thing?
Yeah.
What's that thing called? Like those? I don't know.
Thunderdome. It was based on the Thunderdome starring Mel Gibson and Tina Turner.
Yes, it was. It for sure was. Yeah.
Second Mel Gibson reference for Danny today.
Dude, he loves Mel Gibson and his belief system.
Oh, do I? Do I love Mel?
Yeah. All right, Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yeah. Wait.
What?
This is who we should send to space is the cast of Spaceballs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Joe Kennedy is not with us
Rick
anymore.
Rick Moranis.
Yeah, or is Joan Rivers. Bill Pullman, Rick Moranis, and Daphne Zuniga. Is that her name?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. What about the guy who wrote it? Is he
Mel Brooks? Mel Brooks is with us.
Mel Brooks is still around. He's probably Shatner's age.
Yeah, get Mel Brooks up there, dude.
Mm-hmm. Does Mel Brooks want to go to space?
Who cares? I think he's at age where we can just like.
I think it does matter.
Mel Brooks is actually 5 years older than Shatner.
He's 95.
Whoa, 95. It's crazy people live that long. I can't even imagine being 95.
You're going to be there soon.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, probably. I can't wait for all of us to be there together, still podcasting at 95.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll send us to space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we'll all still be around.
I hope so. All right. Danny, you ready? Here we go. Here is the world famous Danny's Bolt Hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel.
Yeah. Like a warm testicle ultrasound bath. Slip into Danny's bolt hole.
I'm going to talk about something, an argument that Liz and I still have.
Oh no.
It's a pretty common argument between couples because
did she stop it.
No. And I'm always giving her grief. And that is the argument between too hot and too cold
for ultrasound bath. Is that what we're talking about?
No. The ultrasound bath is hot.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's way hot for everyone. Mm-hmm. This is just about being out and about. We had an experience in Europe where Liz said, what should I take with me? What jackets do you think? And I made the mistake of actually giving her my opinion on what to take. Then, of course, she took it and it was too cold because I'm not her. Mm-hmm. And so I told her I will never from here on out ever suggest what she should take to stay warm.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I have no idea what it is. And it's actually pretty common that women tend to be colder and men tend to be warmer.
Yeah.
And there was a study done in Israel that studied, I don't know why birds, but the 11,000 birds and bats. And they did the study over 40 years. And they now believe that, you know, this developed over time. I mean, they talk about metabolism. They talk about other issues, you know, fat, muscle, all that stuff.
Sure.
But they also talk about how men, it sounded like, if I'm reading this correctly, that it was evolutionarily designed to create a separation at times. So they're not like, women are cold, so they go somewhere else, and men are warm, so they go somewhere else. It's almost as if evolution developed this need to separate every now and then and not always be in constant contact with each other. Now, the problem with the modern relationship is that because clothing has improved and you have heating and you have all these things, that now we're spending too much time together.
Because would they go? Like, the women would like migrate south for the winter?
Yeah. Just like, no. Men would like go up in the hills
and then meet different men and on the way, and that they were and they were coming north, and that was sort of like the gene pool would get like proliferated.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it would kept the women grouped up together, because, like, remember before you had heating, internal heating or something, it probably, I don't know, hung outside the cave in the sun, and the men hung out in the cave, you know, together. So it grouped them up as a group, and also separated them as groups. Mm-hmm. And that was just like a theory that they came up with, that's why it developed over time.
Do you think that's why you only go into the mountains with other men?
It could be. You could look at it into, you could really, really comb through the data and come up with conclusions like that. But I will say that the argument, there's arguments that we have all the time. They're very much the same. And the one is temperature. I am blown away at the times when my wife says, "I am cold," because I will be sweating. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm prone to sweat.
Yeah, you're a prolific sweater.
Yeah, it blows my mind that she could be so cold while I am being cooked alive. That's killing.
That's the same over here.
Mm-hmm. It just blows my mind. And now it's kind of nice to know that there might be a reason for that.
Yeah, Rachel's like, "My feet are freezing cold." And I was like, "Well, the temperature gauge in the car says 84. I have my shirt off and have ice on the fan trying to blow me cold. And you're still way too hot."
Mm-hmm. One of the researchers, this is a quote from the study, says that this developed because it is meant to make the couples take some distance from each other so that each individual can enjoy some peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm. I think that seems like a supposition there.
So you think that the researcher found what they wanted to find.
Yeah, exactly. They took this study with 11,000 bats and birds and moved it over to humans and what they thought it was developed for. But it's a nice idea that nature would be looking out for both of us, mm-hmm. both groups, and kind of separate us, knowing that if we had to hang out all the time, like Liz and I just did for a week, eventually it would just lead to arguments that would cause giant schisms that we could never recover from. So
no matter what. Yeah. That's an interesting idea, honestly.
And think about it. It does, even in my own house, it does. I do get separate from Liz, because Liz will go sit by the fireplace.
Yeah.
And I'll hang out somewhere cool. So it still, even in this modern day and age, does cause separation, mm-hmm. which does give me some peace and quiet, and her probably some peace and quiet.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So there you go. Yeah. Science.
So what I need to do is get rid of all the blankets in my house so that I
know. You could manipulate it.
Happens. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By putting the only warm place in your house very far away from you, and then turn down the temperature. So whenever you need peace and quiet, just turn it down. You're like, "The fireplace is on. That's warm."
Well played. Yeah.
Well and then
played.
You're downstairs.
Just one last note before we start to wrap up. A new dangerous TikTok trend to warn you about.
Oh, no.
So that this is being reported that a new TikTok challenge involves getting people to take pre-workout supplements without any sort of liquid.
Yeah, this has been actually going on for a while. I think TikTok is just picking up on this, but what do they call it? What's the term for it? Dry.
The hashtag is pre-workout. Dry scooping. Dry scooping.
Dry scooping.
So it's just powder in your mouth?
Yeah. Yeah. And this has gone on for a while. Like, this is something that at least last year, I want to say, I saw people doing this. It's just TikTok now picking up the trend. I thought you were going to talk about the TikTok trend of slapping your teacher.
No, don't do that. Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's assault. But the dry powder trend, you could choke. Like, you could close your throat by doing the dry powder trend.
So no dry scooping.
Yeah, dry scooping. My kid once was eating this thing where he had a sucker and then he'd put it in the powder, right? Mm-hmm. And he was probably 3 years old or four.
Yeah.
And I hit a speed bump and the powder went into his face right as he breathed
in.
So he started to suffocate and I took him out of his car seat and I'm like, what are my options here? He's not choking on anything. He's having like this like spasm because he just got powder in his lungs or, you know, down his throat. And so I honestly had nothing. There was nothing I could do. I did think I'm like, maybe I just pour water down his throat. His lungs, mean, that probably would have been terrible.
It's so nice, but has Fun Dip still in his lungs from that.
He probably does. But what I imagine is that's what happens if you do dry scooping. And it was scary. I remember taking him out thinking, dude, he's 3 years old. He can't communicate. What the hell do you do with a kid? He's not choking. I could do the Heimlich if he was. It's just like a spasm. And luckily he recovered from it. So don't dry scoop, even though it might lead to a better workout. Maybe.
So is that what it is? So there is some claims that the dry scooping has some advantages.
Yeah. And the things that I saw and the reason I've heard about this is because workout people were doing it a while ago. It was like, oh yeah, do dry scoop before you work out, which just consuming pre-workout is super dangerous. Mm-hmm. But dry scooping it is, I can't even imagine. Have you guys ever taken pre-workout?
No, it's the stuff nitrous or something in it.
It's like the closest you'll ever get to taking speed or that wasp venom that Rob used to take.
Yellow jackets.
It is like next level wasp energy. Venom. I don't even know what the hell is in it. The people who make it probably don't even know what's in it. So it's already got your heart rate up. Now dry scooping, it just enters or brings in another element of danger. But man, I tell you, if you can dry scoop and work out, I bet it'll be the best workout of your life.
So good.
Get that pump.
Oh my gosh, dude, you'll be pumping so hard.
Mm-hmm. So pumped. All right. Well, great job. Very fun episode of the News AF here today. Danny, what's coming up for you this week?
Well, I have so many videos I'm working on.
Dry scooping videos?
I'll be dry scooping videos all week long. I'm trying to get one out on Thursday. Then I probably have like five more backed up. So
did you ask Liz if she wants to do any dry scooping in the bathroom at the football game? Mm-hmm.
No, is that a new term? We're going to like, I like how we came up with dry scoop. Well, we didn't come up with, but we heard dry scooping, ultrasonic testicle bath.
Yep. Like, yes,
honestly, right. I could end the day right now and be happy because just ultrasonic testicle bath is so, makes me so happy.
I mean, it's the ultrasonic testicle bath. I wonder if you just want to maybe freshen up. It's like, well, I don't have time for the whole shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it kill germs? Maybe dry scoop in a testicle bath and you're good to go for the day.
Yeah. I think the dry scoop is after you just, you know, just like,
I think you have to dry scoop before the bath.
No, after, because that's going to keep you from, that's going to be very absorbent.
Mm.
Keep everything very dry after.
If you're living your life that way, like every morning you wake up, you dry scoop, testicle bath. I like to meet the person who has that in their routine. I feel like you'd be the kind of guy who gets that story in Forbes or whatever. You know, he's got this crazy new idea. He's a big business guy.
Just one simple trick.
Yeah.
Changed everything.
I wake up at 3:30. First thing I do is dry scoop. Then I work out so hard, I nearly tear every muscle in my body. And then ultrasonic testicle bath.
Yeah.
That's the recipe to success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's Danny Bryson's workout.
Life hack. No, life hack to success. Yes.
Life hack to success. Mm-hmm. You did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, well done, Danny. How about for you, Tyson?
Today, nothing really, probably. Maybe I'll play some pickleball for sure.
Yeah.
And then I'm going then I've got my other podcast coming up. And
Tyson, I have a present for you that Tyson inspired me to create a brand new link to subscribe to the podcast. Go to robhasawebsite.com/newsaffeed and you'll get all of the links you need to subscribe to this podcast at robinswebsite.com/newsAF feed, all lowercase.
Yes.
Dry linking.
That's so it shows you the link to every single medium of Podcatcher. And so you can select the podcast medium that you use on your phone to download the episodes.
There you go. For News AF, subscribe, and we always appreciate your feedback and star ratings.
I love it. Thank you, Rob. That was Tyson's idea. Not my idea. The guys that did the pickle pod did it and made it. And then I saw it and was like, this is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then I sent it to Rob and he made it.
Yeah. Tyson said, we should do something like this. I said, okay, great. I like it.
Got it done.
All right.
So, very good.
Tyson, thank you for the great ideas, all of the great podcasting. Congrats on being home from Disneyland and surviving that trip. We are going to be back here next Tuesday. If you're interested in more Squid Game talk, I did a Squid Game season one recap with Josh Wigler and my co-host Chappelle on the new Nothing But Netflix podcast. So check that out on robinswebsite.com.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.